Dylan Kadar's pass almost stolen away by Casey Sweeney yet again over to Blooms.
Almost had that one.
Anderson in the corner. Double team comes there against the zone defense to Parker Yana, the right wing. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Hagen. Little body action on that one. Casey Sweeney pushing Temple over to the right wing for the long three. This one's no good. Rebound to Parker Yan for the Pirates. Michael Anderson pushing Temple now. Cross midcourt already. 3:53 left in the half. 20-18 Haverreach leads. And we have an offensive foul as Michael Anderson jump stopped inside the lane. They picked up his second foul. Sixth foul for the Pirates. Ubley with seven. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in the second quarter. 2-point lead for the Pirates. Ubley on offense. Inbounding 90 feet from their own hoop. Luke Woodkey checks in and replaces Michael Anderson, who will sit down for a breather with two fouls. The only foul trouble for the Pirates. Levi Pruski and Austin Pruski each with two fouls for the Bearcats.
And both teams have picked up an offensive charge, too. Casey Sweeney up.
Cross midcourt to the right wing, Kyle Sweeney. To the high post, Carson Holeski. Starts his dribble. 20 feet from the hoop, over to the wing to Hagen. Hagen, back to Holeski. Skip past the left wing to Casey Sweeney. Ball tipped away by Mason Booms. It'll be Ubley ball right at midcourt. Here's side of your radio.
Mason Booms is doing a nice job out there.
Especially with a broken nose. 3 minutes, 29 seconds left. In the second quarter, Ubley trails by 2 points, 18-20 on the road. Holeski at the right elbow picks up his dribble against Kadar. Kyle Sweeney at the free throw line. The floater's up, and this one's in for two. Kyle Sweeney's first points, and we are tied at 20 apiece. A 6-0 run for the Bearcats. 3:11 left in the half. That'll Evan Smolinski right block in for 2 points.
A little high-low action there.
His first points of the quarter, 22-20. Haverreach leads once again by 2 points. Hagen in the block. This one's no good on the reach around. Rebound brought in by number 33, Isaac Orzinski. This one's no good, but rebound brought in by the Ubley Bearcats again. On the baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Cal Sweeney for three. This one's good. Cal Sweeney with 5 straight points. And now Ubley takes the lead, 23-22. 2.5 left in the first half. Dylan Kadar to Parker Yan. Turn to the basket, skip past the left wing, into the corner to Luke Woodkey. Back to Booms, left wing, starts his dribble. To Dylan Kadar, pops the three, right wing, it's up and it's good. Dylan Kadar with his third three of the night. He has 9 points, and Haverreach leads by 2 points, 25-22. Down to the left block, Hagen against Jan. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Evan Smolinski. Evan Smolinski's pass errant, and it's scooped up by Casey Sweeney. Sweeney's the two is good.
That was for two.
That was a two. Luke Woodkey, stolen by Casey Sweeney, known in front of him, puts it on in for 2 points. 6 points for Casey Sweeney. We have a timeout as now the Bearcats lead by 3 points, 28-25. It's a full timeout. I do believe, John, that should be 27-25.
Well, let's check this right now.
2-5.
Yep, they just made the change.
All right, so it's 2-point lead for the Bearcats, 25-27. 2 straight turnovers for the Pirates there. One was an errant pass after the rebound from Smolinski, and then the second one, Haverreach tried to roll the ball up the court. Luke Woodkey couldn't hang on to it until midcourt, and there was Casey Sweeney to scoop it up. Woodkey lost his footing. And the rest is history. It's a 2-point lead for the Bearcats, 27-25.
Casey Sweeney saw that there was three defensive players for the Pirates underneath the basket. He says, ah, heck with that. I'll just go ahead and pop the three.
His foot is on the line, unfortunately.
We were so close to the floor level right now, we really couldn't see where that foot was. But
officials said it was...
Yeah, they're closer.
He looked like he was about, I'd say, 6 inches inside of that arc. But holy cow, momentum shifting for the Ubley Bearcats right now. It's surging.
Back and forth kind of game.
We've had 5 lead changes and 2 ties. 27-25, Ubley leading by 2 points. Luke Woodkey across midcourt, slowing things down after a full timeout called by Ron Rubel. Dylan Kadar to Parker Yan. Yan, pass stolen. And it's tipped out of bounds by Kyle Sweeney.
know, Kyle Sweeney was coming at me like a mile a minute.
87 seconds left in the second quarter. Ubley leads by 2 points, 27-25. Tight one all the way through. Dylan Kadar gets the pass in the right corner to the top. To Parker Jan, skip pass back to Kadar. He's hit three threes tonight. He's double-teamed there, has to skip it out to Luke Woodke. Skip pass to Parker Jan, left corner for three. It is up, and it is good.
Yeah.
Parker Jan with his second three, and now Harbor Beach has taken the lead, 28-27. Fourth lead change of the quarter. Oleski's jump shot is good from the free throw line. And we've had another lead change. It's now 29-28, Ubley. Less than a minute to play in the second quarter. Luke Woodke being guarded by Casey Sweeney. Over to Dylan Kadar, back to Woodke. Woodke at the left wing, pivoting back to Kadar. Kadar at the free throw line, back to Woodke, left wing. Pops a three, this one's short. Rebound brought in by Smiglinski. He goes up, and we have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Harbor Beach. 42.4 seconds left in the half. Ubley's lead by just 1 point, 29-28. No team has scored more than three baskets in a row. Kadar for three in the corner, and this one is good. On the inbound, four threes for him, and Harbor Beach back out by 2 points, 31-29. Sixth lead change of the quarter, eight on the night. Less than 30 to play in the first half. 31-29, Harbor Beach by 2 points. Oleski to Hagen, being guarded by Booms. Over the left wing to Sweeney. Pass nearly stolen, but Oleski's there to grab it. At the right wing, or right corner, is Sweeney, and is blocked by Evan Smiglinski. We're going the other way. 10 seconds left. Woodke against Kyle Sweeney. Over to Dylan Kadar into the corner. Left wing to Parker Jan, right wing. 4 seconds left. Parker Jan, left wing, takes the NBA three with 1 second left. This was off the mark, and we've reached halftime with the Pirates leading by 2 points, 31-29. After 16 minutes of play, right here on your hardwood home for High School Hoops, the WLW Sports Network. At the half, Harbor Beach 31,
I've been here
in Montreal 29.
Just less than 2 years. I was selling insurance, and was talking to an insurance friend of mine and was looking for a career change, and he's a good customer here and mentioned that I should come apply to be a car salesman here. A lot of fun, very different than what I'm used to, but definitely enjoyable. Meeting new people every day, helping people get into cars that are right for them and will be good for their needs. The thing that brings me the most satisfaction here at Moore Shoreline is putting good people in good vehicles and providing good service. I love working here at Moore Shoreline because we try to go above and beyond every day for our customers' needs. I love the new technology. I think it's what makes Chevy Buick more competitive is the new safety features, the new technologies such as the new tailgate on the pickups. I find it, that it makes us very competitive, and I think it's cutting edge and very new and exciting. If you're in need of a new or used vehicle, come see me, Devin Erian, at Moore Shoreline today so I can see what I can do for you. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you head to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini